We play everything on 98.7. Simon, thanks for listening to the Get Up Show. I love it when we hear about a scam or even worse, these awful warnings out there in the world, and then we realize it's all a hoax. It's all Snopesy and made up.
Yeah.
Like the screw thing on the gas pumps.
Yeah, the gas pump one.
People were freaking out, and you should be vigilant and check everything around you, but they said there hasn't been anything reported of that actually happening to anybody.
Good.
Here's another one, and I just saw somebody post this again, like day before yesterday. It's the smell this perfume. Have you heard about that one?
No.
Like people will see you in a parking lot or whatever, and they'll say, hey, do you wear perfume? Would you like to smell this? I got a great deal on this perfume. And then they have you smell it, and you fall out. And they, you know, take everything.
Oh,
you
God. Well, that would be my first concern. If someone, I also don't play that game, hey, smell this. I don't do that with people I know.
Like, never? If somebody says, oh,
I mean,
if somebody says
if
to you,
if it's my wife and she's like, you got to try this.
You got to smell
you
this.
You got to smell this. Well, the problem is only when, I mean, generally when it's like, this smells terrible.
Exactly.
Here, smell this.
This is called Axter, according to the urban myth. Axter is the chemical that they have you sniff, and it knocks you out. Well, they said that there's never been any verified incident of this ever happening either. And they also say further, it's implausible to think that you could sniff a substance just in passing like that and it knock you out.
No, generally it's like, here, deeply inhale on this rag.
Right.
Like, really deep.
That's what really works.
Now, here.
So, yeah, if somebody wants you to really breathe deeply through a suspicious rag, that could be a problem.
That might be an issue.
Happy to report the Axter thing is just a hoax.